The Full Plate Diet. Slim down, look great, be healthy. Written by Stuart A. Seal, M.D., Teresa Sherrard, M.D., and Diana Fleming, Ph.D., LDN. Published by Bard Press, Austin, Texas. Ten questions about the Full Plate Diet. 1.
There are a lot of diet books, so what's special about this one?
It's based on a simple, powerful concept, dietary fiber. What Mom always told us to eat, fruits, vegetables, and other healthy foods.
2.
So what about meat? Can I continue to eat meat on this diet?
Sure, just eat your vegetables first. You'll understand why later.
3.
How does the Full Plate Diet work?
Fiber fills you up, and you'll eat fewer calories. Fewer calories means you lose weight. The beauty of the Full Plate Diet is you don't have to count calories. They take care of themselves.
4.
If this program is about fiber, does the food taste good?
It's the best tasting food you've ever eaten. Seriously.
5.
Can I begin the diet without making a lot of changes?
Yes. The key is adding more fiber foods to what you already eat. We will show you how easy it is.
6.
Is there any research that supports the diet?
Lots of medical research supports fiber as a proven way to lose weight and stay healthy.
7.
How much and how fast can I lose weight?
Weight loss is the result of eating fewer calories than you burn. How much and how fast you lose is up to you.
8.
Why is this better than other diets I've tried?
Most diets are a quick fix and each of them comes with a backlash. Because you're making small changes, it's easier to stay on the Full Plate Diet.
9.
Can I keep shopping at my regular grocery store?
Absolutely.
10.
Can I stay in my food budget?
Good news. The Full Plate Diet will probably cost you less than you're currently spending on food.
One last question. You say eat more fiber. How exactly do I do that?
It's easy, easy, easy. You'll find everything you need to know in this book. Change how you think and you'll change your actions. Change your actions and you'll change your weight. Change your weight and you'll change how you look. Feeling better, living longer, and having fewer health problems are just added benefits you get for free.
Part 1, The Big Idea. Chapter 1, The Full Plate Concept.
Fiber is suddenly hip. Grandma, it turns out, was just ahead of her time. Health and Nutrition Letter, Tufts University, February 2009.
Fiber and calories.
Dietary fiber makes you feel full. Add fiber to your meals and you'll eat fewer calories. Consume fewer calories than you burn and you'll lose weight. It's that simple. When most people think of fiber, they think of roughage, like bran. Although insoluble dietary fiber is important, you also need soluble fiber. Both types of fiber are found in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. The National Weight Control Registry tells us that 98% of people who lost their target weight, an average of 66 pounds, and kept it off long-term, decreased their food intake to lose weight. The registry clearly indicates that a reduced calorie diet is the way to maintain weight loss. So, do you want to eat tiny portions or a full plate? The only thing that matters is how many calories you consume. Fiber contains no calories, but it makes you feel full. Since fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, and nuts have lots of fiber and are easy to find, sustainable weight loss is simply a matter of buying healthy foods in the produce section of your grocery store, selecting the best products off the shelf, ordering the right foods on the menu, and not eating unless you're hungry.
Your diet choices.
You have lots of choices when choosing a diet.
Right to your front door!
Brand name programs sell you packaged food and ship it to you every month. Do you really want to do this for the rest of your life? The day you quit mailing them checks will be the day you start gaining back all the weight you lost.
Big on bacon and steak!
High-protein diets give you no limits on bacon, steak, and other fatty foods. But high-protein means high cholesterol. Your eyes say yes, but your heart says no. High-protein equals low health. Your body needs the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and phytochemicals that can be found only in fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds.
Fad of the month!
Gimmick diets are everywhere. The grapefruit diet, the cabbage soup diet, the lemonade diet, the Hollywood diet, the chicken soup diet, even the Russian Air Force diet. How many of these have you tried? Did any of them work? More important, were you able to keep the pounds off?
Magic pill.
Infomercial producers have made millions of dollars selling ephedra, hoodia, green tea extract, and other fat burner and fat blocker pills to an anxious public. Ian K. Smith, MD, dedicated himself to studying these products in extreme detail. Then his findings were reported in Time magazine.
There are no shortcut pills to a leaner body.
Full plate.
The full plate diet is easy, cheap, healthy, satisfying, sustainable, and most important, it works.
Harvard study.
The more fiber you eat, the more weight you'll lose. The less fiber you eat, the less weight you'll lose. When Walter Willett, MD, and his colleagues at the Harvard School of Public Health studied nearly 75,000 women over a 12-year period, one thing was obvious. The women who ate whole grain fiber weighed less than the women who did not. By stimulating the release of certain intestinal hormones, fiber promotes a feeling of satisfaction earlier in the meal. Fiber also slows the emptying of the stomach, prolonging that sense of fullness. As a result, fiber helps you eat less. It also slows the digestion and absorption of starches. This allows your body to break down dietary fats instead of storing them. T. Colin Campbell, Ph.D., author of the China Study and Professor Emeritus at Cornell University, Dean Ornish, M.D., and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute have also published studies that demonstrate the power of fiber to facilitate weight loss. In addition, our 50 years of combined clinical practice, treating thousands of patients, has shown the full plate diet to be the easiest and most sustainable way to get trim, feel great, and regain health. Weight loss of 5 to 10 pounds in the first month and 50 to 75 pounds after 1 year are not uncommon for those who follow our recommendations, without hunger or feelings of deprivation.
Why diets fail?
Feeling full is due to food weight and volume, not calories. If you eat a meal high in calories, you gain weight regardless of whether or not you feel full. If your idea of a diet is to keep eating those same high-calorie foods, only less of them, you'll feel deprived and probably won't succeed. Most diets fail because they ask you to eat smaller portions and weights of food instead of changing the kinds of foods you're eating. Increase the amount of fiber in your diet, and you'll have less room for the concentrated high-calorie foods that make you overweight. It's as simple as that.
Fiber has become the next big thing in nutrition.
The Health and Nutrition letter from Tufts University for February 2009 contained a special report on fiber.
Fiber, it's not just for grandma anymore. Long the butt of jokes and hopelessly unhip, fiber has become the next big thing in nutrition as Americans become more aware of its health benefits beyond battling constipation. A recent U.S. Department of Agriculture survey found that dietary fiber information is the only labeling component to have seen an increase in use by U.S. consumers over the past decade.
Another indicator of the importance of fiber is the attention being paid to it by the food companies with the largest research divisions. Have you noticed how many new, high-fiber packaged food products have been added to the shelves in recent months? Kellogg's, Quaker Oats, General Mills, and Procter & Gamble are just a few of the companies offering new products with added fiber. In addition, a number of other product categories have added fiber recently as well. Take a look in the dairy case of your local grocery store and you'll find high-fiber yogurt and high-fiber soy milk. People are waking up to the power of fiber.
Twinkies, Twinkies everywhere.
The state of American nutrition.
1.
Americans eat more than 500 million Twinkies per year. Chicago is the Twinkie capital of the world, gobbling down 27 million Twinkies annually. There is no fiber in a Twinkie.
2.
Each year, Americans drink an average of 490 12-ounce soft drinks. There's almost a quarter cup of sugar in a can of regular soda.
3.
34% of Americans are obese, with 33% being overweight and only 33% at normal weight. Only 5% of persons aged 12 to 19 were obese in 1976. Today, it's 18%.
4.
In the 1800s, the average American consumed only 10 pounds of sugar per year. Today, it's 158 pounds. There is no fiber in sugar.
5.
The U.S. is the fattest country in the world. Mexico is second, the U.K. third.
6.
Obesity can shorten your life by 10 years. In 2000, obesity accounted for 400,000 American deaths, up from 300,000 in 1990.
7.
Obesity will soon surpass tobacco as the leading cause of cancer in America.
8.
American healthcare expenditures totaled $2.4 trillion in 2007, equal to 17% of the gross domestic product, rising at twice the rate of inflation.
9.
The number of children who took pills for type 2 diabetes more than doubled from 2002 to 2005. Type 2 diabetes is closely linked to obesity. An estimated 1 out of every 3 children born in 2000 will develop type 2 diabetes.
10.
Texas is the least healthy state, with Tennessee and South Carolina not far behind. Vermont is the healthiest state, with Hawaii and New Hampshire following. For the sources of this information and other interesting facts about the American diet, go to fullplatediet.org.